10 minutes past 8 o'clock, 39 degrees, overcast skies at 8:10. Caleb Gordon here in for Paul Miller. And as you heard in the news just a few minutes ago, City Manager James Fried, after being speculated as a candidate for the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners over the past several days, and you've been hearing updates throughout the day on WPHM about this, last night decided that he's withdrawing from the race, the selection process, if you will, to be the next county administrator. Joining us from Ottawa County, specifically the city of Grand Haven, home to radio station WGHN, is Mary Ellen Murphy, who is the morning show host over in Grand Haven. Mary Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. What an interesting change of events.
Yeah.
It's a series of events that happened really over the past 24 hours here regarding the search for your next county administrator. I wanted to take a step back before we talk about the latest development with our city manager. Let's take a few steps back here, Mary Ellen, and you've been covering this for many years, mm-hmm. the Ottawa County Commission. What is going on in Ottawa County, and why are they searching for a new county administrator?
Well, let's start at the beginning. Ottawa Impact is a far-right fundamentalist group formed in 2021 by Joe Moss, the board chair. A lot of this came about with a lot of people were unhappy with mask mandates for pre-K through sixth school mask mandates and other mitigation measures issued by the state and health departments during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think you saw that in counties all over the state and through the country. So I remember that there was a meeting in August of 2021. It was over 8 hours long. And just imagine, a county commission meeting over 8 hours long. I believe at least six of those hours was public comment. And it was parents who were tired of the mask mandates. And I remember Joe Moss was one of the people that spoke. And when he was at the podium, he turned and looked to the camera and said, change is coming, change is coming. So the commissioners knew that this was going to happen. So they formed a group called Ottawa Impact, a very aggressive campaign. And they had as many as seven seats on the 11-member county board, but they currently control six now. So day one, they fired the administrator, John Shea. That was January 3rd, 2023, the day that they took office. They immediately used the majority to hire a Republican congressional candidate by the name of John Gibbs. He had worked for, Ben Carter in the White House. And then he was fired on February 29th of this year, and he is suing for wrongful termination. Throughout all of that, there were several lawsuits with the health department. They tried to fire the health officer, offered her $4 million to resign, and then said that they didn't. And then a judge in Muskegon County said, yes, they did. I have it on record. That's all about to be released now. So anyway, they move in somebody to be the interim administrator. He leaves. He quits twice and then finally quits. Then they make the assistant administrator. They make him the interim administrator, and they give him full power to hire and fire and do whatever. His name is Benjamin Wetmore. And so then they start the search for a county administrator. And I think about August 3rd that happened. In the meantime, there have been several lawsuits against the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners in Ottawa County. One was filed by a reverend here who wasn't allowed to give the invocation. He sued and got his lawyer's fees paid at about $75,000 that he's distributing between several nonprofits in the area. There was another lawsuit that is going to be settled where somebody had applied for a job and he didn't even, he got an interview but didn't get the job, and he was more qualified than the other person. This is what happens when you don't go through HR. He sued the county. So it's just been ongoing. And I was thinking last night that, the amount of time and hours that journalists have put in covering Ottawa County, it's endless. 4 hours, 4 hours yesterday. And this was off the clock. 4 hours. And I understand when you're a journalist, you're off the clock. But 4 hours yesterday, running around talking to different journalists around town, what is going on here? And that included emailing you to find out what was going on if the press conference was still going on,
Yeah, as far as I know, that is still on for 9 o'clock. We're going to bring you live coverage here on WPHM.
Okay.
Obviously, we now know what the subject of this press conference is, because when this was announced earlier this week, we didn't really know what the subject was, but the timing was kind of suspicious given the fact that, you know, he had gone over and done these in-person interviews, and then there was supposed to be another round of interviews today, but the press conference is taking place in Fort Huron today. So it caused a lot of mystery in this whole search process, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And, you know, people may be wondering, well, why would somebody, you know, want the position? Well, Ottawa County is a great place to live. Maybe they felt that they could bring some direction. I don't know. From what I can tell, Mr. Fried is a pretty smart man. I'm assuming that he looked into some things and some things just didn't seem right. I'm not sure. I mean, he will obviously tell you that in the press conference. You know, I'm hoping that he will. But and now it's Jim Lauer. They're going to interview him today. I assume offer him the job. And the executive transition committee is made up of Ottawa Impact supported commissioners, and two of them lost the primary, lost a recount, and then lost the write-in campaign. So it's as if they just want to get this done before they're not there anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so this is, they're working on a quick timeline. That's why they want to get someone in place, because come the new year, this new board might have picked a different administrator. Is that what you're getting at?
That is what I'm getting at. Now, I don't believe that the new board would fire anybody after the first of the year, because that wouldn't be good governance, and that would, you know, that would be like, come on, what are you doing? But here's the thing. If it's a one-year contract, so if this man is hired, it's only a one-year contract. There you go. It's a one-year contract. Now, if the board opts to hire him before the end of the year, it's a one-year contract. That's a provision in the state statute that prevents ongoing boards from undermining incoming elected officials. And I have to quote, that's Sarah Leach on her Substack. She is a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, and she won a Pulitzer for her coverage of Ottawa County. So it's interesting. You know, I'm a one-woman newsroom. You know, we're a small market, and so we do rely on other news services and other people, because I can't cover a six-hour meeting on my own. There's other things that I need to cover. But this has been, you know, it's been a long 2 years, okay? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, I know that he was one of the qualified candidates. What's really interesting is that Mr. Fried contacted the commissioners and said, you know, I don't know, this service that you hired to do the consulting for hiring people, they're not doing things the right way. I mean, he had the gall to do that, and then they still picked him as the final four, then the final two. So that says a lot on his experience, if you ask me. But I could be wrong.
Well, I think that's exactly how he operates too, because we've been covering him for over 10 years now here in the Port Huron area.
Okay,
and he doesn't follow normal convention, and
okay.
I think that's one of the reasons why he really probably boiled to the top of candidates in Ottawa County is that he doesn't follow the norm. He likes to break the rules sometimes, and he likes to change the rules sometimes.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
And he's been very successful at that. I mean, here he has changed around a lot of the financials in the city of Port Huron for the better, and he has been a very effective administrator. But I thought it was interesting that even in the interview process in Ottawa County, which I watched earlier this week, he admitted that maybe some of his interactions with the public could have been handled better. Maybe some of the ways that he deals with average citizens could have been handled better. And I thought that was a very interesting admission from our city manager during that process.
That is. Quite frankly, I wish more people on the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners would say the same thing. And I'm hoping that maybe in the new year they will be humbled. I don't know. But, obviously I formed relationships with the commissioners in our district, and they would come on once a month, or after a long meeting, they would come on. I think the hardest part for any journalist that has covered this is being, you know, is Joe Moss, board chair, called us the enemy of the people. He said that, you know, we lie. And here's the thing. Every story I've done on the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners, I have taken from the meetings. Therefore, I have transcribed the audio from the meetings. So how am I lying? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's been very frustrating. Yeah. And I've been covering Ottawa County for 10 years. I worked at a news talk in Holland where we covered Ottawa County. Did I know a whole lot about the Board of Commissioners? No, they were kind of boring. They did their job. There was never anything earth-shattering that we, you know, they did their job, and it was kind of like, okay, they're doing their thing. We'd get news releases. And then when Ottawa Impact came in, just a lot of things started to happen. And the problem was is that the commissioners would not talk to the media. They would not talk to us at all. So then when we went and reported, they would say that we were lying, but they wouldn't talk to us. Now that's changing a little bit, which is great. So I'm hoping in the new year, there'll be a nice balance on the board and, you know, communication can open up. And I understand if somebody had an issue with the mask mandate, but that was a long time ago. Can we move forward from that? You know, I mean, they're still bringing that up at the meetings during public comment. Sometimes public comment at these meetings can take up to 2 hours. So I'm thinking that, you know, James probably looked things over and I don't know, maybe talked to some few people or really thought, you know, do I really want to move to the other side of the state for a year? That's a lot, especially with kids.
It is.
Yeah, I get it.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was
now,
he,
now
what,
the other applicant is in Sparta,
yes.
Which is not too far away. So it's assumed that he could probably just keep living where he is living,
yes,
right?
Yes, he could. Yeah. But
yeah,
I mean,
not
yeah.
have to upend your family, which was something that Fried mentioned in his letter that was sent out to the city employees and the media too.
Okay.
Basically, citing his family and citing other needs. To stay in this community, and he says he wants to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to be staying here for a while.
Then why did you interview in the first place? I don't know. That's just, I don't know.
Maybe, that's a great question.
Well, and that's something that you guys can ask him, I guess. I mean, what was he like with his coworkers within the city? What do you know about that?
I know that he was able to put in, I think at the beginning of it, there was probably some animosity, but I think over the past years, he's been really put key people in place to these positions that he has selected as far as, you know, police chief and fire chief and Department of Public Works and all these other department heads. You know, they are now all more or less hand-selected by him and have moved up in the ranks over the past 10 years, but the first few years are difficult, and I think he would agree to that too.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really know a whole lot about him, but I do know a whole lot about the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners. And, you know, and as I had told you when we were messaging back and forth yesterday, which was quite a bit, thank you for all your help. But, you know, the Washington Post has been out here for the last 2 years. What's happened in Ottawa County is national news. It's covered, you know, the Washington Post. I've seen little blips of it on MSNBC. It made national news what has happened here. And you're seeing a little bit of that happening in Livingston County. So I'm hoping with the new board, and look, if somebody's ultra conservative, that's fine. Okay. But with the new board, there'll be maybe a little bit more balance. There'll be more transparency and there'll be more conversations, you know, being had back and forth. That is my hope.
Well, we know there's going to be a new county administrator in Ottawa County, and we know it's not going to be James Fried. Mary Ellen Murphy, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight, background into everything going on over there. I do wish you the best of luck in the new year with the new board and the new administrator. One more question, though. Paul Miller had you on his show earlier this year to talk about the Coast Guard Barbie. How is that going?
Okay, bless your heart. We are getting ready to send our media package to Mattel. The Barbie beach house that I had here in the studio, it got a little bit of an upgrade. And it's so funny you mentioned that. I was thrifting yesterday, and I found a Navy Barbie. For a military Barbie. I found a Navy Barbie, so I bought it, and I'm going to use that in my posts. You can vote for Coast Guard Barbie at WGHN.com, and we're hoping that Mattel will jump on this. It'll take some time for them to design it and all of that, but why wouldn't they? We need a Coast Guard Barbie for Coast Guard City, USA. I appreciate the coverage that you gave me as well. That really meant a lot. It really did.
Well, yeah, you opened my eyes to that. I didn't realize that they made one for every other brand except for Coast Guard. It doesn't seem right, and we really hope that gets corrected soon. WGHN is a fantastic radio station owned by a couple of really fantastic individuals, and you are the morning show host, Mary Ellen Murphy, and we appreciate you joining us here. Grand Haven, by the way, Coast Guard City, beautiful, beautiful town. If you haven't visited, go over there. Just for the day or for the weekend, especially during the summertime. What you guys have done with your waterfront and your shoreline and your downtown. You're the envy of Port Huron. We have all the same assets, but for some reason, it's just the waterfront there, and just the community is so vibrant, you know. So it's a place that we need to visit more often, and maybe we'll check in with you a little bit more often, especially as things progress with the Coast Guard Barbie. Mary Ellen Murphy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Caleb.